Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Welcome to the show.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. May I have the salt, please? Today's topic is holiday.
Today's title is Good Table Manners. Good Table Manners. Hey Peter, it's our holiday article. Can you guess what holiday we'll be talking about?
Ooh, is it Easter? Christmas? No, just kidding. Of course, I know we're talking about Thanksgiving. Here in the United States, Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
That's right. Let's find out what our friends are doing to prepare for the big holiday. Here's Peter with today's Read It.
Marla Manners is Rob's guest today. She knows a lot about table manners. She gives Rob some good advice. Always be polite. That's a good tip. Say please and thank you. People often pray before eating, so wait before you eat. Rob's mom also has good advice. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Peter, what does your family usually do for Thanksgiving?
Well, if it's warm, we usually go and have a picnic outside and watch fireworks.
What? For Thanksgiving? In November? It's too cold for picnics in November.
Just kidding, Pauline. It is very cold in November. I'm just checking to see if you're listening to my answers. Like most families, my family has a big dinner together with my aunts and cousins.
Okay, I thought so. So does mine. Food is important for almost every holiday, but food is especially important for Thanksgiving. And today, we're going to learn about how to have good manners at our meals.
That's right. Well, let's go and learn those keywords. Those are important. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天采访的是 Marla， 她要跟我们聊聊餐桌礼仪 table manners。复数型的名词 manners 指的是礼仪规矩。We'll talk about table manners today. Marla will give us some good advice. 名词 advice 就是劝告、忠告，它是不可数名词，不能加 s。Rob 对 Marla 说 ,Can you share some tips with us? 可以跟我们分享一些提示吗？名词 tip 就是提示、要诀。Marla 说通常在吃感恩节大餐之前会先祷告再开动，所以你被邀请的话别忘了要等一下。They pray before the meal. 动词 pray 就是祷告。还有一件很重要，嘴巴里有东西的时候不要讲话。Don't talk with food in your mouth. 嘴就是 mouth.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about manners. Please help me welcome my guest, Marla Manners. Welcome, Marla Manners.
Thank you, Rob.
Many of us eat a nice meal on Thanksgiving. Who do you eat with?
I eat with my family and friends.
You know a lot about table manners. Can you share some tips with us?
Sure. First, always be polite.
Say please and thank you.
That's right.
Hey, Rob has a new guest on his show today. Her name is Marla Manners. And what happens on the show today, Peter?
Well, first, Rob welcomes Marla to the show. Second, he says, many of us eat a nice meal on Thanksgiving. Then he asks, who do you eat with?
Good review and a good use of today's grammar point. Let's join Rebecca to practice it some more together.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you all seem so excited today. Why? Wait, hold on, I know. It's grammar point time. If you have to do many things and you want to give an order, in which those things should be done, you can use this grammar point. For example, you could say, first, always brush your teeth. Or, second, do your homework. You can do this. So, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, I think we can all use it now. Make sure to be practicing at home. So, first, we always learn something on this show. Then, second, we review everything, like our keywords with Christina. Then, we watch our lesson for the day, right?
That's right. Oh, hey, who does Marla eat Thanksgiving dinner with?
I have the answer. She eats with her friends and family. Most people do that. But Marla is a special guest because she teaches people how to be polite at meals and gatherings.
Being polite is very important. It shows that you are a nice person. It also shows that you respect people.
Different cultures have different ways of being polite. So when we learn a new language or move to a new place, it's important to learn about this.
I am glad Marla Manners is going to help us learn about this important topic. She is specifically going to teach us about table manners. What are manners, Peter?
Good question. Manners are the things you do to be polite. Table manners are things you do at the table to be polite.
Well, that's great. This is a perfect topic for Thanksgiving. What tips does Marla share?
Well, we'll tell you in a minute. First, Christina has a useful sentence pattern to share with us. Let's go to her now.
Rob, 请 Marla 分享一些餐桌礼仪方面的提示。Can you share some tips with us? 来练习一下这个句型。Share something with someone. 与某人分享什么。来看看例句。We can share pizza with them. 我们可以跟他们分享 pizza。Can you share some information with us? 你可以分享一些消息给我们吗？再看一句 I can share a room with her. 我表示我可以跟她共用一个房间。
Thanks, Christina. So what is the first tip that Marla shares with us?
Well, this is an easy one. She says you should always say please and thank you.
Say please and thank you. That's a good tip and a good
calendar phrase.
Say please and thank you.
Say please and thank you.
说请和谢谢。
I want a hot dog.
Say please and thank you.
I want a drink.
Say please and thank you.
I want popcorn.
Say please and thank you.
Please.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Yay.
Thanks.
Say please and thank you.
Say please and thank you.
说请和谢谢。
Thank you. That was a very nice calendar phrase. Pauline, would you please tell us what you are doing for Thanksgiving?
Okay. I don't live near my family, so I can't have dinner with them. But my husband and I will have a big dinner with friends. I will also call my family and tell them I am grateful for them.
Grateful. That's an important word for this holiday, especially. To be grateful means to be thankful. When you say thank you, it shows you are grateful for something.
I am grateful for my parents. I know they worked hard to give me a good life. I am also thankful for my job, and I am grateful for my health. What about you, Peter? What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for a short little break right now. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
English, 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, friends. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Pauline, is that true?
Well, we don't usually say Thanksgiving Eve, but the day before Christmas is called Christmas Eve, and the day before New Year's is New Year's Eve. We don't really say Thanksgiving Eve, but today is the day before Thanksgiving.
Fair enough. Yes, Eve just means the day before something. Well, let's get back to Rob's show. He's talking to Marla Manners right now.
How else can we be polite at the dinner table?
People often pray before the Thanksgiving meal, so wait before you eat.
That's good advice. My mom also has good advice. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Your mom is right.
She's always right.
Most mothers are. Listen to your mother.
Ooh, I like that word else that Rob uses in his first question. He asks, how else can we be polite?
Oh, right. He says that because we already learned one way to be polite. Saying please and thank you is one way. But Rob wants to know more ways. So he says, how else can we be polite at the dinner table?
Thanks for helping explain that sentence, Pauline. So who else can we learn from?
Ooh, I know. Let's go to Christina. She can help us learn more about this phrase at the dinner table.
Rob 想知道还有哪些餐桌礼仪是我们需要注意的，所以他问 How else can we be polite at the dinner table? 我们要注意的是介系词 at the dinner table, 因为我们中文都会说餐桌上的礼仪或者坐在餐桌前，所以怎么也不会想到要用介系词 at the table, 坐在桌前的英文是 we sat at the table。我们再多看几个例子。He was at his desk all day. 他一整天都坐在书桌前。如果我说 don't eat at the computer, 表示不要在电脑前吃饭。这些都是用介系词 at。
Thanks, Christina. So Marla is going to give us some more advice about how to be polite at the dinner table. But Pauline, what is this word advice?
Oh, let's see. For example, my doctor said I should exercise more. That's his advice. Or my husband says I shouldn't leave my computer on overnight. That's my husband's advice.
Good examples. Well, today we are getting some good advice about how to be polite at the dinner table. What advice does Marla give about that?
She says people often pray before the Thanksgiving meal, so you shouldn't start eating right away. You should wait.
Ooh, that is good advice. To pray means to talk to God. Usually people fold their hands and close their eyes when they pray. It is common in the United States for people to pray before meals.
Right, especially for the Thanksgiving dinner. Also, sometimes before the meal, people will take turns saying something they are thankful for.
Right. Every family is a little different. We all have our traditions. So it's best to wait and watch. When everyone around you starts eating, then you know it's okay to start eating too.
Rob also remembered some good advice from his mom.
That's right. This one is very important. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Yes, Marla agrees. Rob's mom is right. When you have food in your mouth, don't talk.
Rob says his mom is always right. Moms usually are. Listening and following our mother's advice is usually, or I should say, always good idea. What advice does your mom give you, Pauline?
Oh, my mom always tells me to drink more water. And of course, she's right. I should. She also reminds me to wear my seatbelt when I'm in the car.
That is good advice. My mom always tells me, work hard and get along with other people.
And of course, it's also important to listen to your teacher's advice. Peter, do you have some advice for English students?
I advise everyone to review. Friends, let's take a look at our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Manners. Manners. Use good manners with everyone.
Advice. Advice. Can you give me some advice?
Tip. Tip. Jane knows many good study tips.
Pray. Pray. I pray every morning.
Mouth. Mouth. Put this candy in your mouth. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about manners. Please help me welcome my guest, Marla Manners. Welcome, Marla Manners.
Thank you, Rob.
Many of us eat a nice meal on Thanksgiving. Who do you eat with?
I eat with my family and friends.
You know a lot about table manners. Can you share some tips with us?
Sure. First, always be polite.
Say please and thank you?
That's right.
How else can we be polite at the dinner table?
People often pray before the Thanksgiving meal, so wait before you eat.
That's good advice. My mom also has good advice. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Your mom is right.
She's always right.
Most mothers are. Listen to your mother.
So, two of our key words today are very similar, advice and tip. A tip is a little piece of advice that may help you do something better.
But there is also another meaning to the word tip. A tip can also mean to give extra money at restaurants, coffee shops, hotels, or other places where we have good service.
That's right. It's a way of saying thank you to the people who work there. Friends, here is a little advice for you. If you go to the United States, don't forget to tip at restaurants.
Well, Pauline, do you have to give a tip at Thanksgiving dinner?
No. If it's at someone's house, you don't have to give a tip, especially not at Thanksgiving.
Well, what if I want a hamburger, and if this is at a fast food restaurant, do I have to give a tip for that?
Oh, no, not at fast food restaurants. Usually we don't give tips there.
Okay, so this is mostly for restaurants and places like that. Right?
That's right.
So if you have a server or someone that gives you the food, then you'll probably write a tip on your receipt if you use a credit card or just put cash on the table.
Oh, and there's one other thing I wanted to show you in the picture. So here you see a tip box and it says, thanks a latte. This is a little joke. It sounds like thanks a lot, but latte is another word for coffee. So since this is at a coffee shop, they say thanks a latte for the tips.
Well, thanks a latte for explaining that. Now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Hello, James.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm practicing my manners.
Ginger, you don't know much about manners.
That's why I'm practicing.
let me give you some advice.
Okay.
Don't talk with food in your mouth.
All right, well, that's a good tip.
And remember, always be polite.
You mean say please and thank you?
Yes.
Okay. Please, can I eat now?
Wait, let's pray before we eat.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's thank God for the things we have.
All right.
Especially the food. Then can we eat, please?
Yes.
Yay.
Well, friends, I really enjoyed this lesson. We learned about how to be polite in the United States, and we also got some good language tips.
Well, yes, good manners are very important. So thank you for joining us, and please come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.